Floor Captains Meeting, Windsor over Peachtree, February 25th, 2007.
She probably forgot. But we were just meeting today to, like I said earlier, pretty much say the same thing again, as trying to see if people are interested in becoming floor captains. It's kind of just the term we came up with. I don't know if that's what will stick.
Not warded.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want warded. We're not monitoring people.
Yeah, that would be a little harsh. Yeah. But just to help be a liaison between the board and what's going on with the building and then the residents, more specifically people on each floor. We're finding that through the last communications meeting, the first communications committee meeting, mm-hmm. that a concern was that there's not a lot of information trickling down. So we thought maybe this might be a good way to help do that. So that's why we've come today. So you've been getting emails from me saying if you're interested, but also if you know other people, because you see we don't have a lot of folks. We're not really representing all the floors. Three of us are from one floor.
And you two of us so
we've got two, one, three, four floors here.
Yeah, we're from one.
And they're from the same floor because they're all on four.
Yeah, so we really need help if you guys know people who are on other floors that might be interested, or if you've got some friends, if you can spread the word.
405.
We're down the corner.
Down the corner. So,
see y'all town in the hallway.
Yeah. Okay.
And Kim, what floor are you on?
That was that unit.
Oh, okay.
He's next to me.
Same unit.
So, yes.
Okay.
We had also seen some interest from other people at the committee on the other floors. Gary and...
But they didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
They're not here. And then what was the other lady's name who also wanted to do the social...
I kind of think that maybe I didn't have everybody's email from that time.
I thought they
not knowing.
Didn't we take everybody's on that day? And
we did, but then when we looked through it, I couldn't find the names that sounded familiar from that day. Okay. So I think the only other person I got was Gary Savage, I think.
Because the other thing that we kind of want to also, for the communications committee, is also not just be liaison between what's going on with the board and back and forth. If the residents have concerns, to take it to the floor captain and they can take it to the board. But also we want to start establishing a more social environment in the building. And we want people who are interested in helping out with social events, like getting the residents together to come together for parties, quite frankly, and to have a good time and get to know each other and make it more of a home-type environment where people know each other and you feel more connected to each other and, yeah, have a good time. And so that's what we're looking for, in addition to the liaison between the board and the residents.
Exactly. And Robert is here from the board, and all of you know that he's on the board. And also with the communications committee, which this kind of branched off from. So, Robert, do you want to say a couple of things about that?
Yeah, but Lisa said mostly what I wanted to say.
I'm sorry.
But no, that's kind of good. That must mean we're on the same page. But I think, from my viewpoint, I'm relatively new in the building. I've been here for a little over a year. And... the biggest gap for me is communication. At the annual meeting, I don't know how many attended, but it was quite clear that most of the people attending the annual meeting had no way to prepare for what was going to be discussed. They had heard nothing about the major issues before they had to make a vote. They didn't know the status of the board, who was on the board, what had been going on with the board, who was up for election, didn't know any of the real details about the repair work that was supposed to happen and what it involved and why the assessments were going to be set at the levels they were proposed, knew nothing about the details of the budget. I mean, just a huge communications gap, and my hope is that we'll be able to bridge that gap, and I see the website as being perhaps the primary way of doing it. people on each floor who are closer to what's going on being able to communicate with their neighbors and more parties. I think a huge gap in life around here is that we have potentially a lot of fun people who don't know each other, and if we have more parties, I think that it actually increased the value of our property because people will want to live in a building that's full of fun people. So, I mean, that's my vision, that's my goal, and what I hope is that we'll be able to communicate that and get people involved so that we can do it. I'm kind of on a clock, though. We got to get the website available, even if it's the old website and not the best one available, but at least we got to get that going. And
what do you mean by getting it going? Because it's
up. And just so you know,
well, I don't think anybody knows.
Ken, just to bring you up to speed, there's been like
maybe just
you had a website that Kumba, you were involved with Kumba on, and then Winnie actually had somebody else who started a website, and then he started a website. And there's been lots of different communications on what the website should be and how we should go about it and what it should look like and what should be on it. And so they're really looking for people who have, first off, the technical background to go into the websites to all work together, because I think I don't know, because there's like hundreds of different people, so I won't say this is what's going to happen, but I think that in the grand scheme of things, as you have indicated, is that the best approach is to do where we have our own website that we control ourselves.
That's my personal opinion, and not everybody shares that.
I agree with that, but I mean, but the thing with that is that means that it's going to take people to keep it going. It can't just be one person who's constantly updating it. That's where they need like people who are willing, who have the background, who are willing to help come together and help all work together to keep it, not just to get it going, but to keep it going.
So that was her personal invitation for you to attend.
That was my personal invitation to you, because I know that you've like have a background, worked on it also.
When is that meeting?
They're at 6 p.m. every Monday, or 6:30, excuse me, is what we've been doing. And then the communications meeting happens this Wednesday at, is that 7 or?
Yeah, what is the communications meeting?
He's telling me.
It's already.
Oh, okay, head of communications.
Well, last week's was at 6:30.
Okay, I missed last week.
That was the board.
No, that was the board meeting last week.
So here's the calendar I have, and board meeting was on the 25th last month at 6 p.m., and the communications meeting was the following Wednesday on the 31st at 6:30.
So when is the next communications meeting?
Well, it's up to Robert. If we're going to play off of the way we did last month, it would be on the 28th, this coming Wednesday, at 6.
That works for me. I'll send out a notice.
Yeah. 28th, 6:30.
Okay. And so...
What?
So you need to come.
Well, is there a reason why they weren't even told about the website?
Commit to
well,
role.
That's
we were comparing the.
We're also just looking at the
versus the morning day.
I have a suggestion though regarding communications. About 6 months ago, I had requested the basic meeting minutes of all of your meetings. That is a basic tool that I have yet to see. An easy way for the website is for every committee meeting is for someone to do a simple summary and post a PDF file. That way, everybody knows what's going on.
So again, there's no official.
There's no meeting minutes that I have ever heard of yet. So, yeah.
So there's
that
no,
are posted to everybody. You guys have meeting minutes, but they're not provided to everybody.
Well, have you ever seen them?
I've never seen them.
Okay,
that's part of the problem.
That's part of the problem. We've never seen them. Have you seen them?
Well, there are two parts to this problem. One is that you've never seen them, and the other is that if you saw them, they look like an outline describing conclusions.
Well, then somebody needs to be a little bit more thorough in their notes.
And all the subcommittees should do the same, and whether it's controlled by your organization for the summaries of all the subcommittees, or whether you trust the subcommittees to also do their minutes and post all that, and then there's no problem for communication.
And but you used a very interesting term. And again, I'm new to the board, and I believe that the board is comprised of people with the best of intentions, and I admire and support everyone on the board. The product that our board has produced in the past implies that there is a lack of trust among the board members with each other and the community.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean that to be a negative description, but a factual one. So making sure that the minutes are available to all the homeowners, making sure that the subcommittee reports are available, will be somewhat of a challenge. But I think if we approach it appropriately, we can transition into that, because I think that's
the key.
One of the things that we need to do is to open communications and trust each other enough to have everybody know what each other's thinking.
I know one of the challenges is, I work for a law school, but when I used to be the dean's assistant. Now I'm the boss on other departments, but there has always been a challenge of when you record minutes that there's an interpretation of what the intent was. So it can be sometimes political if you document something and you misinterpret what the intent was. So that may be what's happening.
But I also think the fact that every subcommittee is headed by a member of the board, that the board is elected by the owners. I think that every board member who's heading the subcommittee, that they should be trusted to compile the notes and the minutes and post them without having to have a board meeting to approve those minutes.
I agree.
Is that policy now?
I'm saying I think that the board should trust. You have a board member on every committee.
There was a policy,
so you should trust. Well, it seems
there's
to me,
no
from listening, there's no policy,
okay.
But it seems to me if you've listened, if you've
that's
been
definitely
at
the feeling you get.
Yeah,
from
if you've
board.
Been in any of the board meetings,
yeah.
It's sort of like the reason why the letter hasn't gone out yet about the $400 assessment for the exterior of the building is because it's stuck somewhere in limbo because. Well, management committee has to first look at the letter. Now the attorneys have to look at the letter. Then it's got to go back to the management committee. It's like, are you kidding me? The Declaration of Independence didn't take this long to go into effect. It's, yeah.
You know, it's interesting. You may be right.
Yeah. It's too much. There's too many soups in the pot. Too
I didn't
many
mean
spoons.
To throw you
there's
off
too many spoons in the pot on all this
thought,
stuff.
But, I mean,
but
that
is
a
true.
Basic thing is to have minutes for meetings. That
I could see if you had committees that was just residents and there were no board members that were heading that committee, but you have a board member that heads every committee. So that board member should be trusted to post the minutes of the meetings of their committee without having to go to the board for approval of those minutes.
So I'm going to use that. As we've been talking about the website design and trying to evaluate different platforms against the kind of features we want to see, that's a primary feature that we can look at and say, how does our current solution look? How does that custom solution look? And how does that allow us to do that specific thing? So I think that's a very good note.
Okay. So I'm on the clock with you. If we're going to use the at-home website initially and maybe transition to another webkeeper, then we need to go ahead and announce that we're ready for the homeowners to visit that at-home site.
That's fine, but I'm not going to be the motivator behind that because I don't think that's the right move. I mean, we can do it. I'm not, you know.
Well, I just feel like I'm on the clock.
Okay. Well, we'll do it. But
well,
it'll just become really
he's
obvious.
He's the head of the communications committee. If you remember in the last architectural coach committee meeting, when he said, that's your baby, it falls in your lap, you're responsible for it. So
when that.
It's you. You decide when it's time to go.
Right. But quite honestly, for our communications to improve, we're going to have to start.
Okay.
Talking to the homeowners.
I completely agree. So let's do it.
Right now, we don't have any website type.
Yeah, because if you think about it, Ken started one, what was it, 2 years ago, and we still don't have one that's out there for people to actually look at.
So what are you saying? Let's go
out there. They just aren't advertised. Like they're all accessible.
Yeah. Right, but what I'm hoping, because I'm a big delegated kind of guy.
I know. You missed our last website.
And I'm going to miss this one, too.
Okay, well, so you and I should catch up then, because we talked about this stuff at the last meeting.
Okay, but you know, my only thing is, let's
do
get the home.
No matter what form it is,
the Microsoft theory. Put software out there. If it works, bad. If it doesn't work, it's bad.
So then essentially what we either need a flyer that's going out, or the floor captains need to let everybody know.
And I have about 70 email addresses.
Yeah.
I'll send.
We have 263 units.
But it can be a multi-pronged approach. Yeah. We can do email, the flyers in the elevator, whatever else,
Do you have a domain name?
Yeah, two domain names were registered. They're both .orgs. One is 620peachtree.org, and the other is windsoroverpeachtree.org.
Wow, that's great.
And they're currently up and running. They point at an arrangement that was made by the board a number of months ago. Every owner can log in with their last name and their unit number and a password of the same. And then, of course, they can change the password once they're logged in. And it's there. It functions. There's not much happening there. Me and a couple other people have made a couple posts. I think it's super clunky and hardly usable, but that was the ball that got put into motion before I knew anything about it. So I've been kind of nervous thinking that, well, this is going to be lame because we're going to announce, people are going to go there, it's going to be like, this is it, it's hard to work their time. But I think, like you said, you have pressures coming in from other people, and it's going to be worth it to have anything out there. And then that can be a forum for a discussion about how it can be improved.
So get a skeleton website out there and then have
it already
post out discussion. Well, people don't know about it, though. We know about it because we're coming to the meetings, but people
right,
that are on
but
the meetings
what we need
don't
to
know
do
it.
Is not put together a skeleton website, but advertise the domain name.
Yeah.
Well, couldn't you, if nothing else, put a link to this group or special events next time?
Well, you can go on the website and see.
Post any blog.
We need some content there. We need like minutes.
This is my website.
That are going
website
on.
They have.
Right. Exactly. I didn't know there was what you said though. You said let's just get some answers. So were you heading towards the at-home one?
What are we talking here?
Versus the one that
we need
went?
A nice letter from the board president that says, "Well,
I'm totally
your supporter going
exactly.
over the year."
Exactly. Exactly.
Comes
I agree.
Okay.
But this, if you go to
expectations
or
wizard.org,
it's the same thing.
If you can get a team of geeks together, then I'd be happy to.
I don't think that the initial website, the at-home,
cost effective though, because aren't we paying monthly for this at-home site?
It's like $60 a month.
Yeah, but which is why we said we initially should
That's
go to our.
What are you getting for that? That is hardly anything.
Yeah, which is why we should do our own website.
So
we should host our
on
own
the website discussion.
For somebody else to have it.
For somebody else to essentially maintain it for you.
Which
is
impossible.
But we have plenty of people who can maintain it for us.
So on the website, we're talking about the website here. We have a whole other meeting that does that and people who have been involved with that for a couple weeks now. So hopefully we could talk about it there.
Monday at 6:30.
Exactly. Right now, being that part of the purpose of this organization is to inform the people here so they can disseminate the information out and put up flyers or whatever else. I'll just give a quick tour of what's up and what you're going to be telling your neighbors is in place now. So like I mentioned, the domain 620 peachtree.org and windsoroverpeachtree.org both go to the same place and they land you at this. And there's not hardly anything to be done unless you're logged in. They do have these spots for these features, and you can explore those on your own time. But residents can log in by doing this. And so here we'll have the test. You've never done this before, so it should be your last name and your unit number, and then the same for your password.
So does
with that.
Yeah, and then do that again in the password field.
Does that mean that somebody put in all of our names? That's
yep.
why the computer knows?
That's right.
So if you were a renter, you'd put in your owner's last name?
No, it should be the renter's last name.
I would bitch the owner's
last name.
Because that would require some
renters come and go.
That's true.
Okay, so he just logged in successfully for the first time. And again, you guys should explore it on your own and see what there is to be had. So he's going to click on a thing, and we see a thing, and he clicks again, and hopefully he'll see something. Wow.
Yeah.
Sure. There you go.
So, website subcommittee meeting. It's the 26th at 6:30. Community room discussion to improve upon functionality and usability of the Windsor Peachtree's community website.
Yeah. And so that's all there is to it right now.
An open chat list like you were talking about earlier?
Kind of. So the closest thing to that is this message board, which is listed under the new messages or message board. And it's confusing there. And so you can see here's a discussion that Jason's another main mover on the website interests. And he posted a few questions that I posted some replies to, and that's something I went through. So that is what the board has put in place on their own accord, and we are currently going to roll out to the community.
What company is that? Mm-hmm.
The name of the company is At Home, and the software platform is called POPS, Interactive Website Service. The domain, the temporary domain 5.0ne.org, you may have seen, I can email it out to anybody who's interested. This is the website that I was putting together to give people an idea of some other things that can be done. And I've been keeping the information about the development discussion we've done up to date on this website. So if you go to like the recent posts to see what kind of things I've been posting here, you can go ahead and you can see all the minutes that I posted regarding the website meetings, the communications meeting, the one board meeting I went to. You can see, learn about At Home Net, which is our current provider, about their website service. I compiled some information about the features that it can provide us. I made a comparison between what it can and can't do compared, in my mind, to what... to this custom site that I put together. So I put it, you know, like the kind of things we want to do and how you do it on one platform. So anyway, this, I think, has the most information, but it's not officially sanctioned by anybody. It's just been a platform I've used to get discussion done. And you can also see that there's some comments and message flow that happen back and forth. Like if you look at the recent comments, you can see it. Some of the things we've been talking about. So that's just another resource you might look at.
Does the At Home link to your website?
It doesn't, but I can put a link on there, but I just didn't want to put anybody in a tizzy, so I was just going to keep it.
How long has that been up? The one that the board approved and is paying for, how long has that been up?
The contract has been in place since January 15th.
Okay.
It is new, and you can see that I documented all of that about what I understand about the contract we currently have, the plan that we have with them. Here's a dialogue that Maria had between with Jason, explaining from her point of view the relationship we currently have with them. And
they signed a year contract, or do you know?
They did sign a year contract. We don't know if there's a cancellation policy or what that might be. But again, this has pretty much just been my own effort, and nobody around me has been interested in putting together a website of their own, because the concern from the people who've been putting these things in place have been that, well, we're in no place to maintain our own website. And so what I was hoping to do by getting together, putting the information out there that we're looking for people interested in developing the website and having those weekly meetings, is if we get a pool of people together, that feel comfortable putting together our own website, then it's like we aren't just trusting one person to this. We have a whole community here who's willing to support it, and that's
what software. I had no idea the whole thing was happening. So,
I know. Well, this is the thing.
And the bullet board's in the mailbox.
That's the purpose of this meeting.
The reason why I did this.
But why is there like
our captain's meeting.
About the gap between what's going on.
See, the gap that nobody knew about this.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it seems like you could put a thing in the on the bulletin board, like in the where the mailbox is. Am I here? What it would be?
And in the
There's these two or three websites that you could look at, and then one of them you could respond to if you so want to say, hey,
and
I'm involved in this, and hey, I can do all this, and hey, what about this, and I like
lobby,
this
in the mailroom,
without having to link them together.
That we're looking for.
Yeah, really, just put it in there.
What software would you use if you were thinking of your site?
It's called Drupal. You can learn about it on the website. I have a little intro about it.
Well, that kind of brings us to the point of the meeting.
Yes.
People don't know what's going on, like you said. You didn't even know there was an opportunity to look at these two different things. But David's also saying he didn't want to go and tell the whole building about the thing he set up because he didn't want to step on the toes of the board.
Right.
And so we don't know how much leeway we have from the board.
But I think what we can do is put up flyers saying we're having a meeting on Monday.
Yeah.
If you're interested, please come. And
but I also think
I think
flyers
like,
that you should list
you come
links
to the
websites,
yours and
the ones to the board saying just so people can go to them and look at them.
Yeah.
And so that they know
who
they're coming to the meeting for and they've seen it
and
they have an opinion
about something. Yeah.
But
it sounds like we can do that because Winnie said at the last meeting the communications run with the website and let us know how it's going.
She's here, absolutely.
Okay.
So if you're okay with the link going to what he's creating also, then that's your call.
I'm okay.
And if I want to make my own website that wants to bitch about everything that there is to bitch about, then I have all the right in the world to do that. And I have all the right in the world to tell you all to look at it without stepping on the toes of the people that have decided about this.
Don't ruin my property value.
No, not that I'm going to do that. I'm not going to say that's the worst case scenario that you're worried about stepping on my toes is by doing, I spent all the time on the site, but so what? Everybody has the right to do that. I don't think there's anything wrong with putting up a flyer saying, I have my own website that, hey, everybody look at this.
Yeah.
I can put one up
that
says, hey, I have a website that I talk about myself, pages and pages, please look at it.
Yeah.
So in summation, the board member is saying that the website committee has the authority or ability to tell everybody in the building
that I'll assign myself an action item that I'm going to make up some flyers. And I'm going to
include your link
do whatever
to the website you've created as well.
Let them know about both. Correct?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I know Wade at the front desk said he would help us get information out in any way. Even to the point of leaving something at the desk and he will remember to pass them out to people he knows who live in the building.
Okay. I'll do that tonight, this afternoon.
I had a suggestion. Once you go through all these websites, and this could be just a fact gathering of whether the contract is valid and whether you can cancel it. To eliminate confusion, though, after it's all said and done, you should really have one website.
I think that's the point, is that we want to get down to one, and I think some of us are leaning towards that the Windsor should have one website that's maintained by the people in the Windsor and not by somebody else.
Do you want to go ahead and put a date on it? When you let everybody know about two websites, if they have comments, to get their comments in by a time?
Well, I thought I would just put together a flyer this afternoon that explained that there's website meetings every Monday at 6:30, and there's also websites in progress at the following addresses that you can visit. Maybe have tear-offs for those. And then
let us know your opinion, some sort of thing.
Because didn't you say that they kind of want to know, get the website in a timely manner, up and running?
Well, it is up and running.
It is up and running.
Yeah, I feel pressure
I should say it like that.
Get people using the website. This is personal pressure to have people.
But you want to get it narrowed down to which one are we going to use?
Well, I think that that is critically important because that can always be changed. You can publicize the domain name, and we can point that domain name at whatever solution falls out of the process as we're working on it.
Oh.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter that we're paying for one.
Well, it does, but that's a done deal, and we move on. I mean, we're going to make those decisions.
So that doesn't factor in her
hurry up and do something.
I don't think so.
Okay.
You're going to have a meeting Monday at 6:30. We probably talked enough about the website today.
Monday at 6:30.
Okay. Parties.
Yeah, well,
let me charge you.
Well, I would love to start by doing, like I said, a spring party to kick off the whole social event thing.
But let me charge you first.
Yeah.
Okay. We are going to roll out a ballot for the homeowners to decide three pertinent items. One is a door to the balcony.
I thought that was coming after the exterior.
I thought that already came.
One is to authorize a special assessment for
the doors, for the exterior.
For the exterior work. And another is to change the bylaws to reduce the allowable percentage of units that can be rented.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those will require a great deal of discussion in order for the homeowners to make an informed decision. One of the suggestions at the board meeting was to have a couple of get-togethers where people can come and the subjects can be discussed in a relaxed environment as opposed to a board-like environment. So I'd like to charge you with meeting with Maria and me to look at scheduling those events, because they will not necessarily be parties, but maybe a social
setting. A social setting.
And maybe even light refreshments.
So let's figure out a date and three of us can talk, and then I think the way to go about it from then is to figure out when we want to set it for, and then I'll put together a flyer, and I'll see that every owner gets, I'll put together, print up 263 flyers and stick it on every single door.
You're so. That's why I'm drawn to you. Okay, so you and I work on the date.
Does that sound like something that you all would be willing to help out in the future under the guise of being a floor captain? Kind of the things that we're talking about.
Yeah. Where something's coming up, we can go to one person on the floor.
To help figure out what the flyer says, to help get them printed.
To do all of it. To put things together, communicate the things to people on the floor, all of that. But the other thing is that we need to come up, we may need floor captains to go to other floors where we don't have floor captains and recruit people to be floor captains. Clearly we don't have 22 or 21 floor captains.
If there's eight of us,
either that or we're going to have to double up floors.
Say, if nothing else, until we can get other people involved.
We double up on the floors. Right. Say, like, there's 17 handles, 15, 16, 17, or 16, 17, and 18, and four handles, 4, 5, 6. And
yeah, but there's three of us on floors.
But if you're doubling up on floors, so that...
Yeah, we can divide it up.
If we have to double up for now, then the fact that we've got multiple people on a floor, then they can go to other floors.
Right. Yeah, we'll do that.
So, Jessica, you feeling that?
Yep.
Okay.
I got that.
Totally. I mean, you know, as much as I see you, we can always say, hey, you got what?
Are you late for work yet?
I'm almost.
Okay.
Square till, right?
Yeah.
I think that's right.
I don't want to
take about 2.5 minutes to get there.
I know, so far.
So, we.
Three times as far as the dog was.
Yeah,
it was all right.
Oh, wow. Right, huh?
We talked about the website. Dave was going to do that. You're going to get on the distributing that information so we can get those meetings about the assessment, the doors, and the percentage.
Yeah, we'll get together and figure out the time that we can, the three of us can meet, you and Maria. And
well, we
set our schedule.
Yeah, so just when I can get over here and you can get over here.
Well, you know,
Being a retired gentleman.
Oh, so it's when I can get on here. Okay.
I was just going to say, since Maureen's here during the day and he's off, not working.
It's me.
It might be about your schedule and it might just be a phone call.
Well, I can certainly, but I can make it back over here usually. I can leave work and come over. My boss is out of town all the time. I have a BlackBerry. He's still in touch with me. I mean, I can come over in the morning or in the early, you know, late afternoon, whatever. Probably morning show. Okay.
But now that we know we do have this many floor captains so far, or people interested in helping, we also need to know that we'd also like to see you come to the communications meetings, that will just help you keep in touch, because we're not always going to be able to get these people together for just a floor captain meeting. It might be a lot of email back and forth what's going on. But if you're also at those communications committee meetings, you're already in the mix.
Okay, so the question is, do you have a set schedule? Is it going to be like the third Wednesday of every month, or the third Thursday, or the, I mean...
What did you pick for me? Last Wednesday in the month?
Wednesday the 28th.
Yeah.
So it sounds like the last Wednesday.
The last Wednesday in the month.
Okay. And so the communications meeting will be the last Wednesday of every month at 6:30.
Okay.
Right, is that what we said? Or is it 6?
No, 6:30.
6:30? Last Wednesday of the month.
The others are based, I'm not good with months. The other, it was playing off the board meeting, and the board meeting's based on week number 4, or Tuesday number 4 in the month.
So we're
right ahead of them. right behind you. I was thinking Thursday.
Hey,
honey, we'll see you in a little bit.
You're going to come over, right?
So you can come over.